Picture a woman standing in her bathroom, staring at a bottle of pills that could save her life. She knows she should take them, her doctor has explained the consequences, yet somehow she won't. Now multiply this scenario by millions, because medication non-adherence alone costs the US healthcare system $290 billion annually. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Intelligence, willpower, and even desperation aren't enough to change behavior. After studying over 25,000 people across 15 years at institutions like NASA and Stanford, researchers discovered something revolutionary. The problem isn't you, it's that we've been approaching change completely wrong. We've been told to dig deep, find our passion, transform our personality. But what if lasting change has nothing to do with who you are and everything to do with understanding seven psychological forces that drive human behavior? John Jalalich held advanced degrees and worked as a successful publisher. She was intelligent, educated, and rational. So why did she spend 12 years in a paramilitary-style cult and even defend the Jonestown massacre when it happened? Her story reveals something unsettling. Intelligence provides zero immunity against the forces that shape behavior. When Linkin Park's Brad Delson dreamed of rock stardom, he didn't obsess over Grammy Awards. Instead, he focused on making tomorrow's practice session slightly better than today's. This approach helped his band sell over 100 million records. Why does this work when big dreams fail? Our brains are wired for immediate gratification through delay discounting. Offered $5 today or $25 in a month, your dopamine system craves the smaller, immediate reward. This is neurobiology, not weakness. The solution? The stepladder approach. Dreams take over 3 months, goals take 1 week to 3 months, and steps take less than 2 days. Focus exclusively on weekly goals with sub-2-day steps. Each completed step triggers dopamine release, creating momentum. MyFitnessPal leverages this by starting with simple profile setup, then adding one feature at a time, rather than demanding users log every meal immediately. Result? Over 60 million users with 90% program completion. When Josh Nava, who struggled with ADHD and quitting, committed to carving one wooden spoon daily for a year, he started with rough shapes barely resembling spoons. The key wasn't talent or discipline, it was appropriately sized steps that prevented discouragement. Robert Downey Jr.'s recovery reveals community's dual nature. His father normalized substance use by sharing marijuana during movies, while Hollywood's party culture reinforced addiction. Recovery demanded equivalent support, 5 weekly AA meetings, therapy groups, and sober entertainment colleagues. Sociology professor John Jalalich, a former cult member, now studies what makes communities magnetic. Transformative communities satisfy 6 needs: trust through vulnerability, clear norms, boosted self-worth, social magnetism, consistent rewards, and accessible role models. The HOPE intervention uses peer models, 15% of members matching participants' demographics who've achieved success. Through personal stories and regular check-ins, they achieve 90% retention after 3 months and 80% after 18 months versus typical online communities under 50% engagement. Harvard's 75-year study confirmed strong relationships matter most for happiness, more than money, fame, or achievement. Brain scans show why. Social warmth activates the same neural pathways as physical warmth, while social rejection triggers identical regions as physical pain. Two grandmothers faced loss differently. Doris deteriorated after her daughter's death, dying within 2 years. Beatrice walked through grief after losing her husband, returning to her passions and living another 20 years until passing at 97 while swimming. The difference was what each found important. Research shows there's no motivated personality. People act because of context. 3 motivators consistently matter: money, social connections, and health. Mexico's Oportunidades program gave cash to women with conditions for school attendance and healthcare, dramatically improving millions of lives. After Suzanne Crotty's son died of an opioid overdose, she channeled grief into advocacy, helping pass legislation requiring electronic medication tracking. Top life insurance agent Tom Pugmire makes things important to indifferent people through emotional connections, personal investment, storytelling about retirement mistakes, and using stepladders by starting with affordable investments. Joseph Coulombe transformed struggling stores into Trader Joe's with a radical insight. Making shopping easier changes behavior more than offering more choices. While typical grocery stores carry 50,000 items, Trader Joe's offers just 4,000, yet sells twice the merchandise per square foot. But ease has a dark side. Too many choices create paralysis. In a famous study, customers offered samples from 6 jams were more likely to purchase than those offered 24 varieties. Having a clear plan makes follow-through easier. A Yale study gave all students tetanus vaccination information, but only half received detailed instructions with a clinic map and appointment times. Those with the action plan were significantly more likely to get vaccinated. Many successful people, Steve Jobs, Mark Zuckerberg, Barack Obama, adopt personal uniforms to eliminate decision fatigue. Matilda Kull, art director at Saatchi & Saatchi, reported that wearing the same outfit daily dramatically reduced her stress and improved her creative output. In 2011, Mauricio Estrella changed his computer password to "forgive at her" to move past his divorce. The neurohack worked so well that a month later, he changed it to "quit at smoking forever" and immediately stopped smoking. 5 years later, he's happily remarried and hasn't smoked since, proving that small behavioral changes create lasting transformation. Benjamin Franklin used this principle when he asked a political rival to lend him a rare book. This small favor transformed their relationship from enemies to lifelong friends by helping the man form a new identity as Franklin's friend. Physical movements dramatically influence thoughts. People who nodded their heads while listening to an advertisement were more likely to agree with it. Those holding a pen between their teeth, forcing a smile-like expression, found cartoons funnier than those holding pens between their lips. How we speak about ourselves shapes behavior. People asked, "How important is it for you to be a voter?" were more likely to vote than those asked, "How important is it for you to vote?" linking behavior to identity rather than just action. Successful people use magnetic behaviors, ritualized routines that maintain discipline. Michael Phelps has performed the same pre-race ritual since age 12. Serena Williams bounces the ball exactly 5 times before her first serve. Consistent repetition creates reliable neural pathways supporting peak performance. Most behavior change books fail by suggesting you acquire a single quality successful people have. They rely on outdated conditioning principles that work for animals but not complex human behaviors. Different behaviors require different approaches. Automatic behaviors happen without conscious awareness, like mindlessly checking phones or biting nails. Use forces that don't require consciousness. Change your environment, provide rewards, create repetition, and use mental tricks. Burning behaviors are characterized by irresistible urges, addictions, cravings, obsessions. You're conscious but feel powerless. Combine environmental changes, mental tricks, rewards, repetition, and community support. Common behaviors are conscious actions you repeatedly do and want to change, like unhealthy snacking or hitting snooze. Use as many forces as possible, with community being particularly effective. Unlike leaves moved by external forces, humans can choose the forces that create change. Change isn't about becoming someone new. It's about understanding psychological forces that shape behavior and deliberately applying them. The question isn't whether you have enough willpower. The question is, which forces will you harness today?